So we often think of genealogy as really serious, right? Like all dusty records and, important dates.
Yeah, definitely. Very solemn, often. But have you ever like stopped to think how digging into your family history can actually be, well, pretty funny?
Exactly. Because, I mean, these ancestors were actual people and real people. They do some weird stuff, some really funny things sometimes.
Absolutely. And while, yeah, the history and the lineage tracing is important, it's those quirky moments, the human bits that really bring the story alive for you.
Right. It gives you a totally different view.
It does. Exploring that lighter side, it shows you a whole other dimension of, where you came from.
Okay, so for this deep dive, let's just go straight for the funny bone. We can put the serious stuff aside for a bit.
Sounds good.
We're talking amusing epitaphs, those just unbelievable family stories that make you kind of shake your head and laugh.
Yeah, the mission, if you will, is to just uncover some of that unexpected humor hidden in our roots.
And it's interesting how that humor, whether it's literally carved in stone or just passed down, it gives you this like surprisingly close look at who they were, doesn't it?
It really does. It's almost like a different kind of historical record, very personal.
Okay, let's start with some of those funny tombstones. They're great. Take Mel Blanc, for instance.
Ah, yes. The voice of, well, pretty much every cartoon character ever, right? Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck.
Exactly. The man of a thousand voices, and his final words etched on his stone.
That's all, folks.
I mean, come on, it's
Yeah.
just perfect. It wraps up his whole life's work with that classic cartoon ending, a final bow, Looney Tunes style.
Yeah.
For you listening, it's instantly recognizable.
It really is. It shows how you can weave, your job, your identity right into your legacy. Memorable, funny, speaks volumes.
Okay, then there's Merv Griffin, the guy who gave us Jeopardy and Wheel of
Oh,
Fortune.
yeah, the TV mogul.
He clearly had a sense of humor about his TV career, too.
Yeah.
His tombstone says, "I will not be right back after this message."
Huh. That's brilliant for someone whose shows basically lived on that phrase.
Right. It's comedy gold for anyone who's ever watched those shows. Just spot on.
Totally. It's so self-aware, cleverly plays on what he was famous for, That showman's flair right to the end.
Okay, how about this one? William H. Hahn Jr. over in Princeton, New Jersey. Simple message. I told you I was sick.
Oh, I love that one. There's such a dry, almost like exasperated humor there, isn't there?
Yeah, like he's finally winning an argument he'd been having for years, maybe about whether he was really sick.
It hints at a personality, right? Maybe a bit stubborn, someone who wanted the last word, even. Well, after the last word.
Definitely. And speaking of that sentiment, Spike Milligan, the Irish comedian, huge influence on Monty Python.
Oh, yeah, the goons, all that. Very absurdist.
He went for the Gaelic version. I told you I was ill. Same idea as Hahn, but, with that extra Milligan twist.
Right, the Gaelic adds that layer. It connects to his heritage, his specific kind of quirky humor.
It's interesting how the same joke lands differently, isn't it?
Definitely. Okay, slightly different angle. Jack Lemmon, the
A
actor.
great actor. Some like it hot, The Odd Couple.
His tombstone? Just his name. Jack Lemmon in. Like he's still starring in the movie.
It's like it's over the title. That's such a clever, subtle nod to Hollywood, to how actors get billed. Little wink.
It is so concise. Uses his profession perfectly for that final statement. Simple, but says so much.
And sticking with Hollywood legends, Billy Wilder, director of Some Like It Hot, Sunset Boulevard. Amazing career.
Truly one of the greats. What did his say?
He used the iconic last line from Some Like It Hot. I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Given his incredible talent, that self-deprecating humor is just great.
Right. It says something about how even super accomplished people can still be humble or at least have a laugh about it.
It's such a classic line anyway, but using it there gives it that extra punch. Witty, ironic,
Yeah.
very Wilder.
And you can't talk self-deprecation without mentioning Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh boy. No respect.
Exactly. That line followed him everywhere, even to the grave. His tombstone. There goes the neighborhood.
Huh. Of course it does. It's just him. A final punchline carrying on the act.
It's the perfect continuation of his whole comedy persona, isn't it?
It's
Instantly recognizable.
totally. It shows how deep that comedic identity ran for him.
Okay, one more really good one. Leslie Nielsen.
Airplane, Naked Gun, the King of Deadpan.
His epitaph.
Yeah.
Let her rip.
No.
Yep. Apparently, he loved fart jokes. Snopes even confirmed it.
Wow. Okay. That's certainly on brand, I guess.
It is. It's a reminder that humor can be, well, broad. A bit silly, maybe, but true to the person.
Yeah, he embraced the absurd kind of juvenile humor, a final stamp on his comedic style.
Okay, so those are the tombstones. But what about the stuff our ancestors actually did? We found some amazing stories online.
Ah, the family legends. These are often even better.
Right, like imagine this, a grandfather trying to entertain his granddaughters with tricks,
Okay.
and he knocks his own teeth out doing it.
Oh no. Oh, that's both awful and hilarious. A bit too enthusiastic, maybe.
He's lonely. But you just picture this, loving grandpa going a bit overboard. It makes them seem so real.
It does. It's those personal moments, the clumsy affections sometimes that you don't find in official records.
Or how about the dad who, to prove his love,
Yeah.
decides to break a jar of cucumbers over his own head?
Wait, what? Cucumbers on his head. Why?
Who knows? The logic is maybe a little shaky, but the sheer commitment, that bizarre gesture, it's pretty unforgettable,
That's
right?
unforgettable, yeah, and definitely unconventional. Paints a picture of someone passionate, maybe? A bit weird.
Adds color to the family tree for sure. Okay, here's a great one. A Quaker ancestor kept getting kicked out of church.
Oh, what for?
Well, one time it was for dabbling in astrology,
Yeah.
but he claimed he was just interested in the course of ye stars and ye heavens.
Huh. Sounds like a fancy way of saying he liked horoscopes, trying to make it sound respectable.
Totally.
But wait, it gets better. His wife, apparently after an argument, was so mad she wore her fanciest hat backwards in the official town photograph.
Get out! That's amazing! What a power move. Passive-aggressive genius.
Isn't it? The two stories together, you just imagine this wonderfully stubborn, individualistic couple just doing their own thing.
That's a fantastic glimpse into their personalities, their dynamic. Gives you such a humorous window into their lives.
Then there was this 17th century guy in Oxford, apparently quite the eccentric.
How so?
Well, he used to walk his pet goat around town on a leash.
Okay, that's already pretty good. A goat on a leash.
And for special occasions, he'd decorate his beard with bits of silver.
Silver beard decorations. Wow. Okay, that guy definitely stood out. A true original centuries ago. That kind of detail just brings history to life, doesn't it? Even in stricter times, you had people just being themselves
Yeah,
memorably.
totally. How about this one? A great-great-grandfather who seemed to be, like, bad luck for famous people.
A jinx? How?
So the story goes, he shared snuff with Louis Napoleon.
I had a chat with General Gordon in Khartoum and met Felice Orsini, the guy who tried to assassinate Napoleon III.
Right.
All of them met rather unfortunate ends shortly after meeting this ancestor.
Whoa. That's dark, but also kind of funny, like a historical Forrest Gump, but with fatal consequences for everyone else. It is weirdly comedic, isn't it? It makes you wonder about those strange intersections in history, the unseen
Or
connections.
the great-great-grandfather, who was a master mason,
Real.
respected guy.
Sounds promising.
Yeah, until he got drunk and decided to steal coins from the time capsule they were sealing in the new town hall he'd just helped build.
Oh no, he built it and then robbed it. While
Well,
drunk.
apparently so. That's
Yeah.
dedication the sort.
That's certainly a story. It makes him sound very human, though. Flawed, but memorable.
And then there's the great-grandmother, who sounds like a real character, took a baker's pony and cart home one day just to prove a point to him about delivery times or
She
something.
took his horse and cart. That's bold. Headstrong woman.
Sounds like it. And another great-grandmother described as such a weirdo.
In what way?
Oh, peeing by the roadside, putting her feet up on everything, apparently cursed like a sailor.
Okay. Classic eccentric grandma type.
Had multiple pets, including lots of birds, a hawk, and an alligator named Herb that she and her uncle kept in the bathtub.
Wait, hold on. An alligator, Herb, in the bathtub.
That's what this story says. Herb the alligator.
Okay, that definitely qualifies as weird and amazing. Herb.
So, it just shows digging into your family history isn't just about the serious stuff.
Not at all. It's about finding these wonderfully human, sometimes completely bizarre and often really funny stories.
Exactly. And these moments, they connect you. They make these names on a chart feel like actual people you could maybe sort of imagine knowing.
They add such a rich layer. It shows that humor is like timeless, right? A universal part of being human. Finding these light moments gives you a much fuller picture.
It really does. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What kind of funny stories are hiding in your own family's past?
Everyone probably has a few herbs, maybe metaphorical ones, hiding in the bathtub of their family history.
Huh, probably. So, maybe a good question for everyone listening to think about. What's the funniest thing you've ever heard about your ancestors?
Yeah, it's definitely worth asking around, digging a bit. You might be really surprised and amused by what you uncover.